Track 26, Unit 9, Listening, Activity 2.
Brian, why did you become a computer games designer?
I grew up playing games, though my family weren't keen. I played with friends. I studied computer graphics and animation at college. That course taught me so much about how to make things look realistic, which fascinated me and confirmed what I wanted to do. But I couldn't start working in game design immediately. I had to work in an office for a while first.
What's most difficult about your job?
It can be hard to get a new idea, especially on your own. Some people think it's easier to work in a team, sharing ideas. But that has its own problems. Trying to explain your thoughts to other people, for example. For me, though, it's keeping going when things go wrong. Sometimes I feel like giving up.
What do you enjoy most about designing games?
Creating something new that people want to play is satisfying. I love the process, from coming up with an idea to seeing it happen. And if the game also looks good, that's great. The best thing, though, is when I watch people enjoying games I've worked on. That makes me feel good.
You worked on Village Games, didn't you? What did you think about that?
That was the most complicated game so far. I wanted players to create their own story while they were playing. Those kinds of games are very popular, but they're difficult to design. With Village Games, it was hard to make it challenging, but not impossible. I didn't want players to feel so frustrated that they stop playing, but they have to feel they have achieved something.
Do you think children should be encouraged to play computer games?
I believe they're really useful because they encourage children to think creatively. In future, that might help to find answers to world problems like global warming and overeating. Some parents think they're a waste of time, though. I have to say that not all children like them. There are plenty who prefer sport because it's more physical.
What makes a good games designer?
It's not so vital to be a player, although most designers are. It's good to have an idea of people's personalities so that you can create realistic characters in your games. In my opinion, though, the best developers are patient and understand how long it really takes to produce a great game.
Thank you for talking to us, Brian.